Good morning, Sudbury. It's the first Monday in June. If you're any sort of a history buff, this is the 78th anniversary of D-Day. Otherwise, here are some fresh stories to start your day. Fatal automobile crash near WEBBWOOD. Tragic news from the Espanola area over the weekend. Ontario Provincial Police report they were dispatched to a motor vehicle crash Saturday night that took the life of a man, who was a passenger in a vehicle. Police said 24-year-old Jordan Anstey, of Espanola, died in the crash. No other details of the crash were revealed except that Anstey was a passenger in a vehicle crash near Webwood, a community about 10 kilometers west of Espanola. Read the full story here. Gutsy Walk goes live again in Sudbury. A long-standing tradition in Sudbury was renewed Sunday when dozens of area residents turned up at Bell Park to join a live version of the annual Gutsy Walk, a fundraising event in support of Crohn's and Colitis Canada. Nikki Sage, a community outreach coordinator with Crohn's and Colitis in Sudbury, said she was more than pleased with the turnout on a sunny Sunday afternoon. She said the walk has long been a popular event in Sudbury, but the annual gathering was put off for the past 2 years because of COVID-19. She said the walkers seemed just as happy as the organizers to be able to have a live outdoor event. Even Greater Sudbury Mayor Brian Bigger was pleased to join the group for the 5-kilometer trek in a loop that encompassed Bell Park. Read the full story here. Lace Away knows Sudbury rocks. So do you believe in rock and roll, and can music save your mortal soul? If you're one of those folks who knows those lyrics, you just might enjoy the fact that Sudbury's own Lace Away is bringing one of her concert productions to the Sudbury Theatre Centre later this month. The Rock and Roll is Here to Stay show is playing at the STC from June 15 to 17. Lace Away actually got her start in the show biz playing Dorothy in Sudbury Theatre Centre's production of The Wizard of Oz, back in 1981. She actually turned the sod on STC's current home, wearing her Dorothy costume, when the building opened in 1982. Tickets for the show are now available. Read the full story here. Sudbury's economy is holding on. The city of Greater Sudbury appears to be off to a good start for the first quarter of 2022, with various indicators pointing to a local economy maintaining a forward momentum. Although the overall number of building permits issued during the first quarter of 2022 increased slightly from the same time last year, at 305 to last year's 296, their overall value of $45 million was less than last year's $52.3 million. That being said, this year's first quarter total value was up, way up, beating the 5-year average of more than $40 million. Read the full story here. You might have too much iron in your body. Did you know there is a medical disorder affecting tens of thousands of Canadians, but very few of us know about it? That's why Sudbury was visited by the Hemochromatosis Society bus on Friday. Hemochromatosis. They're on a cross-Canada tour just to let people know what the society is about and why you should know more about this medical condition. It seems many of us have too much iron in our bodies, you know, from eating spinach, broccoli, red meat and other things. Now iron is a good thing, but usually our bodies can get rid of it in a timely way. But if you have this unusual genetic disorder, the iron slowly begins to accumulate in your liver, your kidneys and other parts of your body, and you can get quite sick. Read the full story here. Reopening the Spirit Garden in Sudbury. There was a special event in the Donovan Flour Mill part of Sudbury on the weekend. That's when the folks at Brighter Beginnings Brighter Futures celebrated the reopening of their Spirit Garden on Morin Street. This, of course, is the first time in more than 2 years that the community garden has been open because COVID-19 restrictions were in place. Not only were friends and neighbors invited in to take part in the reopening, they were also invited to lend a hand and help plant some fruits and vegetables into the good earth. It was also a chance to let young children get connected to the land by learning the importance of growing their own food. Read the full story here. Rain with a possible thunderstorm. Environment Canada is forecasting some periods of heavy rain Monday. There is a risk of a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. This might amount to 10 or 15 millimeters. A previously announced weather statement said that number could be higher. Winds will be southeast at up to 30 kilometers per hour in the afternoon. The high temperature will be 14. The UV index will be 2, or low. Moving into the evening, there are periods of rain and risk of a thunderstorm. Rainfall could be 15 to 25 millimeters, wind southeast at 30 kilometers and temperature steady at 14. For current weather conditions, short-term and long-term forecasts, visit sudbury.com's weather page at www.sudbury.com/weather. Sudbury.com is looking for photos of the latest weather conditions in Greater Sudbury. If something catches your eye with the day's weather, snap a picture and send it over to editor@sudbury.com to be featured on our site. Read about the weather alert here.